and grieving with the families. And the suggestion that anybody in my team, whether the Secretary of State, our UN ambassador, anybody on my team would play politics or mislead when we've lost four of our own, Governor, is offensive. That's not what we do. That's not what I do as president. That's not what I do as commander-in-chief.
Governor, if you want to reply quickly to this, please.
I think it's interesting. The president just said something which is that on the day after the attack, he went in the Rose Garden and said that this was an act of terror.
That's what I said.
You said in the Rose Garden, the day after the attack, it was an act of terror. It was not a spontaneous demonstration. Is that what you're saying?
Please proceed, Governor.
I want to make sure we get that for the record, because it took the president 14 days before he called the attack in Benghazi an act of terror.
Get the transcript.
He did, in fact, sir. So let me call it an act of terror.
Can you say that a little louder,
Candy? He did call it an act of terror. It did as well take 2 weeks or so for the whole idea of there being a riot out there about this tape to come out. You're correct
about
that.
The administration indicated that this was a reaction to a video and was a spontaneous reaction.
They did.
It took them a long time to say this was a terrorist act by a terrorist group. And to suggest, am I incorrect in that regard? On Sunday, the ambassador of the United Nations, went on the Sunday television shows and spoke about how this was a spontaneous reaction.
I'm happy to have a longer conversation about foreign policy.
Absolutely, but I want to move you on, and
okay,
also people can go
too.
To the transcripts.
I just want to make sure that all these wonderful folks are going to have a chance to get some of their questions answered.
Because what I want to do, Mr. President, stand there for a second, because I want to introduce you to Nina Gonzalez, who brought up